Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You can go to my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Tons of great information up on my website. I link to a lot of websites with a ton of information. So go take a look. And especially at the tab entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. You know, I'm just looking at some other things while we were on break, Sean, and now I guess the FCC is going to crack down on religious broadcasters if a church broadcasts the word of God on TV without closed captions, it risks incurring the wrath of the FCC.
Closed? What exactly are closed captions?
For people who are deaf, so they put the type of the written word up on the screen. It's just great. You know, it's just, I don't know. Well, it's craziness. It's absolutely craziness.
It just gets better and better, doesn't it, Megs?
Yeah, it really does. It really does. Yeah, it really is. It's amazing to me. I know somebody had sent me something last week, and I was looking at it, talking about the street lights with microphones and everything that they're going to be putting up around the country. And, you know, I just...
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we haven't got enough cameras and everything watching us already. Over here in Australia, we have them on buses, we have them on trains, we have them on train stations, we have them on streets. We've got in the what they call the dry zones, where you're not allowed to drink, we've got cameras. We've got cameras coming out of our butts, and as if it's not enough. Now, if it's coming to a state near you in the United States, one thing I've got to say to your audience, Maggie, is that it'll be coming over here in Australia. So if there's any Australian listeners, let me tell you one thing. You think you're safe from it, think again, because everything that goes to the United States comes to Australia. Everything that goes to Australia goes to the UK. Everything that goes to the UK just spreads everywhere, and it goes to and fro and backwards and forth, and before you know it, you've got a horse race. Who's going to be leading the pack? Because sometimes it starts in Australia, sometimes it starts in America, but it all spreads around. And this is why when David Rothschild actually came out and said, you know, during Copenhagen, as you know, Maggie, I sent you that clip, if I'm not mistaken. What happens is he actually said, you know, it's very hard to get this global governance agenda activated. We've got to act on the low-hanging fruit, so on and so forth. The reason he said that is because for decades they have been looking for a one-world government. Every time somebody watches the cartoon He-Man where Skeletor says, I will rule the universe, guess what? That's the Rothschilds. People best get to know that. They have been looking for a one-world government for a very long time, and they are finally getting it. We are already under a one-world government. Now they're just looking for someone to lead, and I dare say that will be the UN.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole game plan. Well, one of the things that's nice about this network, Sean, is a lot of the people listening to this network, they're pretty up to speed on a lot of the different things going on out there.
Yeah, they are.
They get it, so that's always helpful. It's not like trying to reinvent the wheel. You know, it's amazing to me. I'm looking at I was looking at another thing on Japan. Now is telling everybody, well, they got to just dress warmer in the summertime when it was hot. They were telling everybody, oh, well, you know, you don't really use your air conditioning so much. Just take off your clothes, take off more clothing. And so now they're going to tell you, you know, to eat. Well, they're telling you to eat a lot of root vegetables and ginger, and that'll help you warm up the body.
Wow.
There you go. And you can lower the heat if you enjoy nabi, which I guess must be some traditional food, with your family and friends, making both bodies in the room warm. The temperature
like
will
feel
higher than it actually is thanks to steam from the pot. There you go. You could boil water, but wait a second. No, you're not allowed to have more than 5 gallons of water a day. That's going to be the goal. So you won't be boiling it up to heat your room that you're going to be living in. Put more of those dirty clothes on. That'll keep you warm. Listen, we're going to a 3-minute break, everybody. We'll be right back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. We'll return in 3.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Buddy, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. If you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. My guest is Sean Surplus. He is from the land down under. And I want to make a couple more points about what they're telling the Japanese to do, Sean. It's kind of hysterical. They said that you should microwave your stout-style brew, heat your beer up, and add some sugar or spices to it. That'll work, won't it?
Yeah. That'll work wonders.
Oh, I'm telling you, you can't make this crap up, can you? You really can't. Listen, I just eat root vegetables. Yeah, there you go. Eat a lot of ginger. And or why don't you just, you know, we'll have 10 people or so move into the house with you, and then all your body heat will help warm the room as well. It's just nonsense.
It'll help warm the toilet too, Maggie.
Oh, I know, huh? Let's go to Kay in Missouri. Hey, Kay, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, and I thank you both for everything you're doing to open everyone's eyes up.
Oh, you're welcome. What's cooking with you today?
Well, you know, earlier Sean mentioned the big business and big capitalism and that, and what I have found out was when the extremist elites, they corrupt capitalism, it's called mercantilism, and it came from Europe, and it was rejected by our founding fathers. You know, for globalism, you work, you have to financially collapse the nations, and it also, I'm sorry, I have trouble saying the correct
terminology. That's okay, it's mercantilism. I know what you're
mercantilism.
Yeah.
It gives favored privileges to big business and corporate monopolies by subsidies and laws. Also regulations, tax credits, bailouts, eminent domain. And that is, capitalism is a good thing, but it, when it's corrupted and used in the way that it is today by greed and spoils, that's what destroys it and turns people against it.
Yeah, I know it. Well, you know, yesterday being Halloween, I handed out some constitutions, the state, Pennsylvania state constitutions to the kids. And so we had over 100 kids come, so I handed out 100 of them. Because I had 100 of them to hand out, and I was real thrilled. So Hope Springs Eternal, Kay and Sean, one of the kids said, oh, we're learning about the Constitution in school. I said, oh, wow, are you? I'm curious what it is they're learning. It's probably, it doesn't mean anything. We got to get rid of it. It's antiquated, outdated, and ignore it. But I thought, because he was real excited to get this Constitution. So I thought, well, that's good. I don't feel entirely hopeless. At least I didn't.
It is. It is. Don't ever give up hope, because you are reaching many, many people. Both of you are in your respected areas, and there's always new people to learn and listen to you. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, I'm not planning on quitting anytime soon.
I sure hope not. Me neither.
There you go. Hey, Kay, are you familiar with and I can't think of the name of the lake, but in Missouri. One of the lakes there, they want to tear down the houses, about 4,000 houses around one of the lakes out there. Are you aware of what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry. I'm not up to on speed on that. I don't know.
I don't have the email handy to talk about it, but it's the same thing. In fact, somebody sent me something, I think it was Arkansas as well. It's the same thing that's going on. They want to drive people off their home, but there's geez, my mind is like a sieve sometimes. I can't think of the location in Missouri. But if you do a Google search of Missouri and lakes and home and people being driven out of their homes and what they want to try to do, you're going to find it.
Okay.
It may even be right near you, wherever you are in Missouri.
I actually have a friend in Missouri known as Will Roberts, a fellow broadcaster, actually Maggie. He might know something about it, so I'll get in contact with him, and I'll get back to you so you can report it to RBN next time you're on air.
Well, I was talking about it. A couple weeks ago, I just don't remember the name of the town.
Oh, okay. Yep.
But anyway, Kay, you should check that out, because...
I will.
Yeah, it's real important what they're doing. They want to drive people off their land, and of course what people think is, oh, well, those are just the rich people who live by the water. And, you know, that's not me, so who cares? You know, it's just the other guy it's happening to. It's not happening to me right now, so it doesn't matter. But that's the attitude that they expected to prevail, which is why that it's so easy for them to get away with a lot of these different things, because people think, oh, well, it's just the other guy it's happening to.
Not for me anymore.
Yeah, well, yeah, check that out. Jeez, I wish I could think of the name of the...
There's Stockton Lake. There's Lake of the Ozarks.
It might be around the Ozarks. Might be Lake of the Ozarks.
Okay. There's Sherman Lake.
Do a Google search. You're going to find it, is going on out there. But, people need to wake up to this UN Agenda 21. They're driving you off the land. In fact, a lady that I've had on my show who was, Doreen Hannis.
I've listened to her several times.
Yeah, is very familiar with what they're doing in FEMA now, with a lot of the flooding and that took place out in Missouri, is very involved in manipulating things to drive people off their lands. So I wish I could think of what it was. If I find it on break, I'll announce it, Kay, but you ought to check into it.
Okay, I just attended a Ozark property rights meeting a few months ago, and Doreen was there, and they were speaking of the Bird Point levee that they blew. So
yeah,
and they flooded out the farmland and are trying to leave people out of their homes there too.
Oh yeah, no,
the
I know they are
destroyed. I mean,
yeah. I know they are all over the place, happening everywhere.
Yes,
really is. But anything else to comment on, Kay? Otherwise, I'm going to take another caller.
Well, sure. Don't want to take all the time up.
No, that's all right.
I was just one more thing to say is if anyone is interested, please check Jeremiah 15:10. It's about the leaders who use their power to destroy the nations.
Okay.
So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for listening, Kay. I appreciate it. Let's take another caller, Werner in New Brunswick. Hi, Werner. How are you?
Oh, I just came in, taking a break.
Oh, all right.
I got lots of variety in my life, you know. One moment.
Yeah, never a dull moment up there in New Brunswick, huh?
Yeah, one moment I'm tramping around in the mud, and the next moment I'm listening here to radio and to your shows.
See, the marvels of modern technology, right?
Yep.
That's
And you mentioned there's a lake there in Missouri. I picked up something there yesterday. I think they are using it as a drinking water reservoir.
Which lake, Werner?
This lake there in Missouri.
You know, okay.
Where they want to, take down 4,000 houses.
Yeah. That was in Arkansas that I was talking about yesterday, but the same thing's happening in I think it was the Ozarks, too.
Uh-huh. No, it was being mentioned at the same time they're allowing recreation and motorboats and everything on the lake.
Yeah.
And bathing, you know, and I don't know, it's... You mentioned there about a few times about, allotment of 5 gallons of water and then limiting, the energy consumption to keep the houses warm and so on.
Yep.
And why don't they start up at their own doorstep and start up with the government offices? Maybe 2 or 3 days a month.
Yeah, they could turn the heat off, right?
Turn the heat off in the summer, turn the air conditioning off?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
You know, and so turn the water off to their restrooms.
Yeah, there you go.
And
they can use one sheet of toilet paper.
Yeah, and as I say, when was it? About 35 years ago, the Cultural Revolution there in China, where they kicked all the people out of the offices and chased them out in the countryside. But I guess we don't want them in the countryside either.
No. No.
We see the way they're encroaching on the countryside and their influence, the hardship they are creating for the people in the countryside who are making a living there.
Yeah, well, they don't want anybody to make a living anywhere. They want just serfs. They want to control all of us. We're just sheep, useless ears.
Anything, you know. They dream up new regulations and everything. I call them the closet dictators, you know. They come out of the closet, do their dirty deeds, and then they disappear again in the closet, and nobody knows who done it.
Now I know, Werner.
You know, and cover their tracks. And I'm dealing with right now with the SPCA cooking up stories. I didn't provide my animals with water and with feed. And I'm not supposed to have provided them with water and with feed and not with proper veterinary care. Now, what I've seen over the years, those veterinarians, they fit into the same line as a mainstream medical community, you know, pushing drugs and not helping anything.
Yeah.
I've given up on them after the district veterinary said to me, we are not trained on it, you know.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something, Werner, that the way that they run medical schools, they don't teach them about alternative therapies. They teach them about giving drugs as the answer for the problems.
And once they're in the system, then they don't want to raise their voices and speak out because they don't want to get kicked off the gravy train.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Maggie, we all appreciate what you're doing and what the other hosts on RBN are doing. And just one suggestion. Yesterday afternoon, I just caught a few glimpses of Dan Spingola's show. About the occupation of, before the Second World War and during the Second World War, of China and Southeast Asia and what happened all to the gold from the Chinese and so on. I was listening.
Werner, we got to go to break. You can finish that thought when we come back. Paul, hang on. We'll get to you next. We're going away, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial.
Do you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hey, everybody, it's Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, the place to go if you want to hear the truth. Call a number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Werner, go ahead, finish your point, if you would, please.
Yeah, I just want to make it short. As I say, it was very interesting, and he had two guests on, Sterling and Peggy Seagrave. And what happened to all the gold that was plundered during and before the Second World War out of China and Southeast Asia, you know, by the Japanese army, and that ultimately ended up in the hand of the United States government, of the CIA. And as I say, there is a wealth of information right in the two-hour interview, you know. And
yeah.
More pieces of the puzzle. And it links into about all the financial fraud and the abuse of the power by the big banking houses, and so on. But as I say, I just throw that in. You know, it says in the scripture, the multitude of counselors is wisdom, you know. And now we have so many sources of information, you know. So why should we go to rely on the information junk food diet, you know. The real good information we are getting now from, like, from RBN, and many of the other networkers on the Internet.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you 1,000%. Thanks for calling, Werner. I appreciate it always.
You're welcome. And keep up the good work.
We will. Thanks, Werner. Hey, before we take another caller, Sean, you got anything you want to comment on?
Yeah. You were talking about the half flush, or rather the one slice of toilet paper earlier on there, Maggie.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, exactly, because here in Australia we have a half flush and a full flush toilet. You these days it's frowned upon to have just one flush toilet. You have to have the half flush for the pee-pee, and you have to have the full flush for the poo-poo. So there you go. I mean, this is sustainable development at its most ridiculous. It really is. I don't know how more Australians don't see it. They say, oh, yes, but we're saving water. We're saving water, Sean. Oh, yeah, all right, no worries. So we'll just leave that little floaty hanging around in the toilet, shall we? You know, I mean, how...
You end up flushing the toilets a couple of times just to be able to flush them in their entire gut. I know it's nonsense.
Where does the line get drawn, Maggie? Really?
Well,
where does the line get drawn? And when it comes to what your last caller was saying about junk food, you know, junk food can sort of be seen as the mainstream media these days. You know, you can go for the junk food if you want. You can go for the quick McDonald's fix if you want, the plastic food, but it's no good for you. And that's why the alternative media is sort of seen as the organic food. This is why we get people in to listen to RBN. You know,
yeah, I do. Because you're not hearing this. No one talks about this stuff on the regular, so-called mainstream media networks. They don't at all.
Right.
Let's go to Paul. And where are you in the USA, Paul?
Hello.
Hi. Hey, where are you in the U.S.?
I don't like to disclose my location.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
Well, what do you got to say today, Paul?
Well, I'm saying to myself, right, I'm listening to the show, and I'm saying, you know, this is great that someone is doing something, because it's better than doing nothing. But to me, it's like I need more action. And I'm sitting here as I'm listening, I'm saying to myself, you know, they have a problem. They want action, maybe.
Who?
But
who's they?
Well, just let's say, for instance, radio networks. They're in a predicament. Making sure the bills get paid and trying to really get serious, because no one wants to be serious about, really. I mean, right now, it's time for organization. Organization. I mean, as I listen to radio, I want to hear organization, but at the same time, I'm also saying, the people are stupid. Even the best of them, the ones that are catching up, I call it, trying to catch up.
Well, Paul, what action are you taking?
What action am I taking?
Yes.
Well, I don't want to plug. You know, that's not what I really came to do, but I'll do that. Because
what do you do, Paul? Do you go to your town council meetings? Do you go to your school board meetings? Do you try to inform your neighbors about what you know? What do you do?
Because it's very easy. It's very easy to put down other people and say, you know, people aren't taking action. But what are you doing? What can you offer the people? What can
you
say to the people? Well, this is what we should do.
Do we have time to hear what I'm doing?
Yeah, Paul.
Okay.
We're going to go to a break in a minute, and you'll stay on with me.
Okay, cool.
So go right ahead. Tell us what you're doing.
Okay. Well, I'm a radio talk show host, too, except I'm geared more towards doing what it takes to fix the problem. And what we need to do to fix the problem is we all need to be very honest with ourselves, and we need to be committed to justice. Not just for ourselves, which we're always concerned about, but for, like, other people getting bombed around the world right now.
Uh-huh.
But how do you get them to understand that?
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll be back in 3 minutes, Paul. You can tell us how you get them to do that, and you can tell us what you're doing. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest today is Sean Surplus from the Land Down Under, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, this is Maggie Bob. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Call in number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I got a ton of information up on my site. Go and check it out. And we have Paul, who is somewhere in the U.S., so give us your solution, Paul.
Hold on to your chairs, because this is something that people, they have issues. One of them is cognitive dissonance, but the solution is that the world is based, and most people live their life by a belief system. And I'm here to bring the knowing system, and that's what I've brought. You know, a lot of people say they only live their life by what they can see and all, you know, I've heard all this and all I see is religion everywhere because see, I learned that a long time ago and I've always known I've had a purpose my whole life and I've always known I'm a very good person and I care about other people.
So what's your solution here?
The solution?
Yeah. What's your solution? Let's get to the heart of, the meat of it.
Like I said, people live in a belief system.
So, you're identifying a problem. What's your solution?
The solution, I just told you, the knowing system.
Okay, and so define what you mean by the knowing system, Paul.
Well, you're going to hear a lot in your life, Everyone says what they believe. They believe in God. They believe that it was Al-Qaeda did this, or I believe the Super Bowl that, or I believe that, you know, this herb will, you know, do whatever. They live a lot of beliefs. And if you really challenge them on that, like, for instance, I tell them that I live and I've developed the knowing system.
So what is the knowing system to you? What's your definition of it, Paul? Define the knowing system and how the knowing system is the answer to all life's problems in your estimation.
Because the problem of life is that it's a spiritual problem. Okay? If you understand that we are spiritual beings, everything is spiritual. And so when they're living their beliefs, instead of living what is the truth, the reality, there's only one. There's only one reality. Everyone thinks that you have your belief, I have my belief. It's ridiculous. Belief is from the devil. The truth is from the Creator. And so the problem is, for instance, everyone lives, whether it's religiously...
Paul, what's your solution here?
Don't we even have to believe in the truth?
The solution is to not live a life of belief. Now, can you do that?
This is your solution, don't have beliefs?
See, every time you say that, people think that you too... Because, see, that's how it is. They
All right, Paul. I
want
to thank you for calling, Paul. I think we're kind of going around in circles here without any solution. So thanks for calling, Paul. I appreciate it. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number to call in. Anyway, Sean, I don't know what his knowing system. I think Paul's a little talking in circles there, but
Maggie,
if he comes up with a clear, direct answer to what his solution is, then he can call back in and give us that. But
Maggie, I've got to say, like earlier on, you made a good comment, which was
I make lots of good comments, John. Not just I make lots of them.
Whatever, Maggie. Whatever. what happens is you said we don't need to reinvent the wheel. This is why I like to reinvent the wheel once in a while. Because, number one, people don't realize what Australia is about. They don't realize we're a part of Western civilization. People don't understand what first world, second world, and third world countries mean. They think that third world country means a poor country. No, it doesn't. A first world country is a capitalist country. A second world country is a communist country. Anything outside that is a third world country. It doesn't necessarily need to be poor. First and foremost, people need to get to know that outside of the square they live in. And at the same time, you have people like Paul. And look, Paul, if you're listening, if you're still listening, no offense, but, you don't really have a cure here. You're not really curing anything. You're not really saluting anything. You have no solution. You're basically, as Maggie was saying, you're showing a problem, but you're not showing a solution. Where people do have their problems, yes, but what's the solution to it? Is there a solution? I can't say myself. I'm 36 years of age. I'm probably young compared to yourself. But the fact is, out of all of my years of politicking, I guess you could say, out of all of my years of philosophy, from when I was a young boy, 17 years of age, I started in all this, starting reading the Dead Sea Scrolls. I started reading Hermetic texts. I started reading the King James Bible. It goes on and on and on. I cannot, at this day, find a solution. You didn't really provide solutions. And what we need to do is take a step back and say, you know what? Sometimes we just have to admit to ourselves, there is no solution for what I'm asking at the present time. Maybe it's not the time for solution. Maybe it's just the time to get the message out there. And that's what Maggie and I are trying to do here on RBN.
Sean, let's go to Mark in Georgia. We've got Mark on the line with us. Hi, Mark.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah, I think I was listening to him, and I think what we need to clarify is defined terms. What I think he means by the word belief, and the word in the middle of the word belief is the word lie. So if you believe something because you hold to the unstated premise that truth is a democracy, or that, you know, that if enough people agree with a lie, somehow it makes the lie true. You know, and along with that, I think we need to clarify what you mean by religion. Is it religion? It means to bind back together. And if you're being bound back to God, that can be a good thing. But the problem is so much that feigns to be binding back to God, which is what I call the apostate institutional church, is the Bible, Christ himself said, many are called and few are chosen. And what the problem is, essentially, the church are people that are called, but they're not necessarily chosen. And if a person is called and yet not chosen, they are what I call the apostate institutional church. And the people that are chosen show themselves to be what they really are by their fruit. They don't go along with a consensus based on Satan's guile. And the thing is that just the term belief is properly defined as that which is held to be true. And a delusion is a false belief. And I think that what he's meaning by belief is actually properly termed delusion. And to sort out delusion from truth, we have to use discernment and the God-given gift of reason and to discern what is from God in the way of religion and what is the counterfeit that is man-made. And it being man-made is not the problem. The problem is it feigns to be from God.
Okay. So listen, Mark, I've got a couple more callers and I want to get them in because we've only got a few more minutes. So I want to thank you for calling, but I want to grab a couple other callers before we hit the final segment of the show. So thanks, Mark, for calling. Sean, do you want any comment on that at all? Otherwise, I'm going to go to JJ in Syracuse.
No, I think we need to go to the other callers there, Maggie.
Okay, yeah. Go to JJ. You on the line with us?
Yes. Hi, Maggie. Hello, Sean. Good
night.
Hey, how you going, JJ?
I'm doing very well. Gosh, you know, everybody, all I hear from everybody is, what's the solution? What's the solution? Well, you know, everybody wants, a one-bang, one-sentence, overnight solution. And let me tell you, religion didn't help us by now. It's not gonna.
Well, I don't know. I suppose it depends upon what you expect the answer from religion to bring you.
The big thing with religion. Sorry, JJ, I didn't mean to talk over you there. There's a bit of a delay here, but the big thing with religion is, you know, if you take a look at Christianity over here in Australia, Australia was founded upon Christianity. It did give good morals and it did give good respect. It doesn't matter what the King James said, as brutal as it was. The thing is, it gave good morals and gave good respect. So I appreciate religion to that degree, but that degree only. When actually it comes to some of the BS that I've seen in the Bible itself, I have no respect for it whatsoever. When it comes to the Quran and some of the BS that comes in, I have no respect. When it comes to the Babylonian Talmud, I definitely have no respect. So it just depends what you're going to take from the Bible or what you're going to take from religion. You can take the good and you can leave the bad. It's up to you.
Right. Well, I don't need a Bible to tell me that I should respect other people. That, you know, how about if we start with this? How about if we start with compassion and empathy towards our neighbors?
Amen.
How about if we decide that we don't need a piece of paper to tell us that we have the right to protect ourselves, that we have the right to feed our families? How about if we decide that we don't need centralized central planning or central banks? How about if we decide some of these things? Why do we have to place our hopes in faith? People just aren't ready to hear that. Well, the solution, bud, is you got to get up and get your feet dirty, get your fingers dirty. You've got to, you know, it's going to take a little bit of effort. This didn't happen overnight, and you're not going to be able to fix it overnight.
There's nothing wrong. Let me interrupt you here, Sean. There's nothing wrong with having faith.
No,
and,
there isn't.
At all, but you got to have faith without works dead? So you got to do something. You got to get up and do something.
I would say this much, Maggie. There's nothing wrong with having faith, but there's something wrong with having blind faith. If you can't prove something through science.
Well, you know what? Faith is like the wind, Sean. You can't see the wind, but you can see the effects of it.
Oh, no, but true. The thing is, you can still experience it. Blind faith is different. See, faith.
Well, we're not talking about having blind faith.
No, hold on. What I'm saying is, if you can have faith in the fact that if you drop a glass from a 10-story building, it's going to smash.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have blind faith in it, it's a totally different ballgame. See, faith is something you can experience in some way, shape, or form, whether you breathe it, whether you feel it upon your skin, or whether you can't see the wind, but you can feel it on your skin. You're still experiencing it. Blind faith is a totally different ballgame. Blind faith is saying, well, Jesus existed, and that's all you need to know. That's totally different ballgame.
So I agree with you, Sean. But you know, the one thing I would say is faith is relative. You know, it's different for each person. And two, I can tell you this: you can faith in one hand and you can crap in the other. And tell me which one's going to fill up first. We got, you know, I don't mean that like, hey, you shouldn't have faith. I'm saying I don't. I have faith in things, but not in invisible entities. I have faith.
Well,
in,
you're entitled, but you're entitled to that opinion. And Sean, you're entitled
exactly,
to your lack
of.
If you don't want to, if you don't have faith in God, that's okay. That you're entitled to do that, but that doesn't eliminate nor minimize the fact that some people do and they believe in
that's
that.
Right.
Whether you think it's
absolutely.
Blind faith or not,
absolutely, Matt.
You know,
it's
your opinion. JJ, I want to grab another caller here, but
right.
I want to thank
thanks
you for
let me call
calling.
Up. I just wanted to make sure I got in there.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
All
let's
right,
go
thanks,
to John.
Guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Let's go to John in New York. Hi, John. Are you in the state or in the city?
I'm out on Short Island, also known as Long Island.
Short Island. There you go. What's cooking, John?
What's cooking? Good looking. Well, yeah, just wanted to, I guess, throw my 2 cents into the hat. You know,
okay.
Thomas Jefferson said, to inform and educate the masses of people is the only sure reliance to the preservation of liberty. So that would be a good start for part of the solution. You know, and as for blind faith and faith, you know, what we have, our problems, we have blind guides, you know, and that's what Christ told the Pharisees, that they were blind guides. So that's what we have. We have the leaders of this people cause the people to err, and those that are led of them are destroyed. That's what Isaiah said. And what we have to do is beware of any man that will spoil us through philosophy or vain deceit. We're after traditions of men and after the rudiments of this world and not after Christ. Now, I think what we have here is many people that are being led astray by an apostate church. I have to agree with that, man. There's a full of apostasy going on. And the fact that we have not people that want to have critical and logical thinking. As for me, I had to leave the churches because they're all 501c3s and they're corrupted.
Well, I would agree with you there. A lot of them are corrupted.
Yeah.
So they have been for decades.
Yeah, so they've silenced them, so they've lost their effect. But what we have to do is not follow after the traditions of men and the rudiments of this world. And that man in there that was calling about this knowledge, he sounded a little bit like Gnostic, you know, that people think you need to have this secret knowledge in order to have salvation. There's no secrets in this, my friends. You know, and as this other caller right before me just spoke about, you know, we have to love one another. Listen, I love God, but I also love one another. And you'll know this by the fruits. You'll know people by the fruits of their life. Are they compassionate? That man hit a 10-letter word key. And I was counting words, counting letters and words, and compassion is 10 letters. And if we don't have compassion for our neighbors or the people that are getting bombed in Libya, well, then we don't have the love of God in us, okay? So it comes hand in hand. And I think the answer is what RBN is doing and some other networks are doing. I'm also a radio talk show host. And what I do is I try to spread the truth. And everybody needs to get away from the distractions, the weapons of mass distraction that is out there. And we need to get alone. And we need to get into our closet and ask for knowledge and direction and for truth. And for me, I open my Bible for some truth. For me, I go online. And like that man was saying, we have a whole world of knowledge. We have a whole multitude of counselors. And this is important, Maggie. And it's important what you and others are doing, where we can have an open discussion. We can agree on some things and disagree on another.
I agree.
But the solutions.
I agree. Well, thanks for calling, John. I appreciate it. Very much. Anyway, we got about another minute or so, I think, Sean, before we hit the last. And final break. You got any comments, Sean?
No, I mean, you know, when it comes to the religious aspect of things and the religious argument, Maggie, there's a lot I could say. I mean, Sorry?
No, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, you don't believe in God, and that's all right. That's your prerogative.
No. It's not that I don't believe in God. I said I'm not religious. There's a big difference.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I do believe there is a God, but what is God for me compared to another man? God to me is more the consciousness. I think, therefore I am. If I couldn't think, then I wouldn't even know the word God. So therefore, consciousness to me is more a God than the...
Hang on, Sean, because I'm not sure if I'm... Yeah, I'm hearing the cue music vaguely. I don't know. We're having a problem today with the cue music here. So we're going to break the last and final break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Call in number 800-313-9443. Listen, everybody, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There's a ton of information on my website, so go there and take a look. And for the caller called in earlier from Missouri, it is the Lake of the Ozarks that I was referencing where they want to take the homes down off of the or knock down the homes. It's just ridiculous what's transpiring around this nation. I don't know. People need to get the solution is taking action. That's the solution. And the action you need to take is you need to make your neighbors aware of what's happening in their own backyard. You need to go to your town council meetings. You need to go to your zoning hearings. You need to go to your school board meetings where they're indoctrinating the little chillens into being little policemen for your home so that they can be the green police. That's the solution. The solution is doing something. After you have the knowledge, then you need to take action. Anyway, Sean, we've only got a couple more minutes before the fat lady sings on this deal again for one more day.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be good night, Irene, until tomorrow. So final thoughts, Sean, before we say sayonara?
Well, I think we've had a lot of great callers. I think we've had a lot of great debate. If there's one thing that I think anybody can learn from this show is that open debate is a good thing. You know, one of your callers, your last caller, in fact, was actually saying, you know, that we'll agree on some things and we'll disagree on others. And Maggie, you and I know it firsthand. You and I have disagreed on certain things behind the scenes and we've agreed on other things behind the scenes. And the same thing goes on air. You know, we're not full of hot air here, ladies and gentlemen. We sit here and we debate the way we would behind the scenes. This is one of the really good things when it comes to RBN, when it comes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, when it comes to Orion, so on and so forth. You know, this is the beauty of alternative networking, because you actually get to hear the truth. You actually get to hear what we're actually thinking rather than what we have to say. And I know firsthand, Maggie, because of Jimmy X, as you know, he's worked in the mainstream media for a long time, and I know firsthand that they have to say certain things, because if they don't, they get fired. Their lives are basically ruined. And the beauty of places like RBN is the fact that we actually get to say what we want to say when we want to say it. When it comes to religion, I have a big beef with it. I do have a big beef with it. Yeah. This is not to say that I haven't taken some goods and some bads from it. When it comes to philosophy, the same sort of thing. I think we all need to be able to openly debate these sorts of things, and then we can find some sort of resolution between each other.
Sometimes we will, sometimes we won't. Hey, listen, Sean, I want to thank you. We're running out of time here, kiddo. I want to thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it. Sweet dreams. What is it, about 6 a.m. there?
No, it's actually 4 a.m., and it's my pleasure to be here, Maggie. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for sitting in and joining me. I appreciate it. Take care.
You too.
Hey, everybody, that was my buddy from the land down under, Sean Surplus, who is down in Australia being tortured by the UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Bolsheviks, as we are here. Just many of us haven't figured it out yet, but he knows firsthand what they're doing down there, much more so than many people do here. Listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, better days are coming. Deanna Spingola follows me. And I will be back tomorrow, same bad time, same bad station. Listen, the sun's going to come up, so don't lose heart. And I'll return. Take care, everybody.
It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
The next